And it seems then maybe a little bit odd that there are two atoms that are both silicon, but they're different in the crystal structure. And what you have to do is look at how they bond to their neighbors, what their environment is. And it's similar to a picture like this, where you have these black crabs and orange crabs. And you can draw, so a crystallographer would draw a conventional unit cell that would go, say, from this eye on this crab, and then the equivalent position would be another downward-facing crab, this eye to there, and then you'd have to go up to this one, back over here, and that would be the conventional unit cell. But the primitive unit cell would involve two black crabs, one up and one down, and two orange crabs with one up and one down. And the primitive unit cell then can have a very complicated shape to it. This is okay as long as you can take it and repeat it everywhere in the in space. So in this case, even though these are both black crabs, like both silicon atoms over there, they have different orientations, and you count them different. You count them both in the basis. There can be more than one atom of the same kind in the basis, and this happens as well for the say the copper atoms, the small red ones. There are copper atoms that are close to the yttrium, and when this repeats, it's yttrium, barium, barium, yttrium, barium, barium, yttrium. So there's copper atoms which are in between the two bariums, and there's copper atoms that are in between the yttrium and barium. And they are different in different positions in the crystal.